speaking of artists and everything like that, we got to jump into our next segment here on New Music Monday, which is our artist interview. And I'm joined by Shem in the studio. Hey, Shem.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Can't complain. Good weather.
So tell us all about this band that you interviewed. I heard that you're friends with them.
Yes, actually. So they're a Chicago-based band. So they have two guitarists, a bass guitarist, one drummer, and two of them sing. Ooh. So they're, if you can imagine like a Midwest emo kind of sound, that's their band.
Nice.
And honestly, they were so much fun to talk with, guys. So it's like, you guys are in for a little treat here.
Exactly. And their name's Bum Sweater, right?
Yeah.
And you know, they were kind of like telling you a funny story about that, right?
I think you're going to have to tune into that interview, Hannah.
I think spoilers.
We can't do any spoilers. So without further ado, let's hop right into our local artist interview with Bum Sweater right here on New Music Monday.
I'm Arwin. I'm vocals and rhythm guitar.
Chris, I play the bass and also vocals.
I'm Saresa. I play drums.
And not featured here, but we have our lead guitarist, Aikwa.
So how did you guys come up with your band name?
Well, it's because me and like Aikwa are the other guitarists. We were like on, like, we were just hanging out one day, and we were making the whole process of like making the band. And we really had no idea how bands make up names. So we kind of like looked up cool band name generator online, and then we kept like refreshing it until we found what we liked, and then Bum Sweater came up. And we're like, oh, that sounds cool, let's do that.
Okay, it has a nice little ring to it. And what's the vision for your guys' sound?
It's very Midwest emo influenced, a lot of it, a lot of like that music and alternative, I would say.
A bit of like indie.
It's like indie emo. I like to describe it as like Palette Knife, Modern Baseball, Idol Fight, mm-hmm. Harley Cosgrove, Retirement Party, those type of bands.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no, I'm truly getting that vibe, especially when I first listened to that song. I was like, this is a perfect sound to listen to, especially like on a summer night. All right, and what was the songwriting process for this new song?
For this song, it kind of goes the same way with how we write almost all our songs, is that I'll usually come up with like a chord progression and then lyrics to it, and then I'll like show them like when we go like to practice. Except with this particular progression, I was like kind of I really liked it, but I didn't know what to do for it until like I was hanging out with Aikwa one day, and then we were just like noodling around in like the intro when it's like the alternate picking parts and then like the little bit like harmony type thing. And I was like, oh my God. And after that point, it kind of like hit me. And like, I finished like the rest of the song, and I went to like the band. I was like, guys, this is the song. And then we did it. The first time, I think it took us a few times to like actually like play it like all the way through. But I think from like the first time we played it together, we had like a solid like foundation of where we wanted the song to go. And like from the start, we had like a sort of like pseudo framework for it. And I knew like from there, I was like, okay, yeah, this song is going to be like, this is the first song I think we wanted to like put out there.
All right, sick. Actually, what's your favorite part of making the new song? Because I heard you saying like you were just kind of noodling around. I feel like that's like a...
I think the first time we practiced the song, remember the breakdown at the end? We didn't have that in the beginning.
Yeah.
So there was one time I practiced. Maybe it was like Ash just did the breakdown.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden we all just did it. And we really liked that at the end of the song. We didn't have that before because we just kind of ended it before.
Yeah. We got straight through it. There was no real like break instrumentally. And so when we first did like that, like when Ash like kind of halftime, like we were like, whoa. And then we like kind of like the song, you feel? And now I think that was probably our favorite part.
All right, I'm getting that vibe.
Hey, we're Bum Sweater, and you're listening to our song Big Dumb Stupid Moron on 103.3 WZND's New Music Monday.
Hey, we're 40!
one, two.
All right, if you guys are just tuning in, I'm hanging out with Bum Sweater, and you just listened to their song, Big Dumb Stupid Moron, here on New Music Monday. Also, are there, like, any highlights you guys have so far as a band, whether it's, like, making songs, performing, or what are you guys up to right now?
We had one performance, where we performed that song and then another song that we had. That was pretty fun, even though some things went down. Arwen might have bled out a little bit on his hand.
Oh, yeah. For our first performance, it was at DePaul for, I think, this...
The festival type thing.
That was our first performance, and all. It was so, for me at least, it was very nerve-wracking in the beginning, like before getting up to it, like, oh my god, all these people and stuff. And this definitely in the crowd there wasn't necessarily listening to like the type of music like we make, and so that was a bit like our yikes. But then we got up there, it was really fun, and I had a little too much fun because I'm like, I noticed like my hand, like I cut my hand on like my guitar strings. Like,
it wasn't even your guitar,
it wasn't even my guitar. I had to borrow like Aqua's guitar. I heard because like mine was like broken at the end of the performance. Like immediately I was like, yo, I quite blood on your guitar, bro. And he was like, oh my god.
No, I totally get what you mean, because funny enough, when I was still in a band, I had the same situation happen to me, and it wasn't my guitar, it was like our instructor's guitar. So when I was just bleeding out, we were on TV. It was like, the most sick feeling, but as soon as you see it, you're like, oh, we were totally rocking out. Yeah. So that's a pretty sick moment to have for you guys. Also, where can we listen to your music? What social media platforms are you guys on?
So right now, we're on three platforms. We're on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube. It's all under Bum Sweater. And then all the songs are called Big Dumb Stupid Moron on all the platforms. If you have any of those, listen to us on there. We'd be much appreciated.
All right, sweet. And then this is just one last question just for fun. If you guys were able to have a mascot for your band, what would it be?
A mascot?
Yeah.
Well, it's like a bum. So maybe it'd be like a bummy guy wearing a sweater. Like,
yeah, like a hobo dude.
Like a hobo Muppet, though. Like, so you take a Muppet, you make him a hobo.
Like Kermit. Like a sock puppet, almost.
Yeah, and then you put a sweater on, like a nasty beard.
Yeah.
And you're like...
There's some stains on it.
Stink flies. And then,
yeah.
And then
I can see the vision. All right, thank you guys so much. I really appreciate this conversation. And look forward to hearing more of your music from you guys.
Thank you so much again to Bum Sweater for being our local artist interview this week on New Music Monday. And again, we're joined by Shem in the studio. Shem, that end of the interview had me and Logan laughing. I mean, tell us all about it. They seem just so fun.
It was really just like a fun little hangout, to be honest. It didn't feel like super like professional. It was just like, we're all getting together, connecting with music. But that mascot question, guys, I need every like art major, graphic design major to like lock in. Like, I want this mascot in or something. Please collab with them.
I love that. That was honestly probably the funniest question and most creative answer I think we've ever gotten on New Music Monday. But that's so awesome. So tell me a little bit more, like when did their band start? Like, how did all this like start up, and like how you got connected with them?
Pretty recent. So like I heard about them like within the last year, mm-hmm. and they came out within like the last few months too. So I heard them from my boyfriend. They're like, oh, you should listen to them. And I'm like, all right, bet, because I love listening to new music. And I'm like, this is right up my alley. And hold on, the radio station too needs this on air.
Mm-hmm.
So tune in, because I'm like, I think I had this conversation with some of my friends last night, actually, where it's like, if you get any like Midwest emo music to like any like college students, mm-hmm. we're going to lock in for that.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I think honestly, one of my other favorite parts of this interview was one of the very beginning questions where they were talking about their name and how they went on a random name generator and just was like clicking next and next and next until they found one that stuck. I mean, Bum Sweater is such a cool name. And honestly, if it popped up on the name generator thing, I definitely would have taken it as well.
Oh, yeah. It really does click well, though, because I was like, Bum Sweater. I'm like, okay, wait, no, this is so fitting.
Especially for their genre of music and their sound.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For sure. It's really giving, like, if I were to walk into a thrift store and I'm like, what do I want to wear for a performance day? A Bum Sweater.
Yup. Literally. 100%. Oh my gosh, I love that. So any other standout moments for you in this interview?
I'm pretty sure they were going on about like getting some new music out, and I was like, guys, I need to like stay on top of that then. Like, mm-hmm. absolutely. Like, I'm so eager and I need it now. If you guys are listening, I need it now.
Yep, we definitely do. Well, thank you so much, Shem, for coming on for that local artist interview. And then thanks again to Bum Sweater for being a part of our show.